Restoring My Soul, Friday the 10th of March, Jew and Gentile in One Body. Having removed the middle wall of separation and united Jews and Gentiles in his physical body on the cross, Jesus Christ has become the one head of the true Israel of God. He is the head of his many-membered body. The body of Christ is the true temple which belongs to God the Father. In his letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul declared to both the Jews and the Gentiles, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." Speaking to both the Jews and the Gentiles in the body of Christ, the Lord said, "Say to your brethren, my people, and to your sisters, mercy is shown." We observe that the name Lo Ruhamah, which means no mercy, was reversed by the command to say to one another, "Mercy is shown." The name Lo Ami, which means not my people, was reversed by the command to say to one another, "My people." When a dispute arose on this matter because of Paul's ministry to the Gentiles, the Apostle Peter boldly declared to his Jewish brethren that they needed to embrace the fulfillment of this prophecy in the early church. That is, the believing Jews needed to embrace the believing Gentiles as their brothers and sisters in Christ. Peter testified that he had personally witnessed the salvation of the Gentiles when he was sent by God to proclaim the gospel of sonship to Cornelius and his household. He recounted that the Holy Spirit had sovereignly fallen upon them, clearly demonstrating that God no longer made any distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles. The Apostle James proclaimed that the gathering of the Jews and the Gentiles into the body of Christ was the restoration of the Tabernacle of David. The Tabernacle of David describes the dwelling place of all 12 tribes of the true Israel of God on Mount Zion. The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 1 verse 11, Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 23. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19, Hosea chapter 2 verse 1, Acts chapter 15 verse 7, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 15 verses 8 and 9, and Acts chapter 15 verses 14 to 18. For further study, Ephesians chapter 2.